Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So jumping into today's podcast, it all started off with a big thanks to everybody who helped us get Slater down from that tower. We did Tower of Toys, raised enough toys for the kids, and now here we are on this Monday, where I'm coming to you for advice for a gift for a 100-year-old veteran, also my son looking to hire a Spider-Man, and a brand new second date update that had to deal with dance battles, all in this podcast that starts right now. All right, so this morning as we come in here on the 5th of December, got a lot of love. You know, every morning we send the national anthem out to those of you individuals. You help make the world go round, and this weekend was a big weekend for a lot of our towns, our surrounding towns, right? Clermont did a light up Clermont. In my backyard of Winter Garden, we did light up Winter Garden as the same time we were doing Tower of Toys. So this morning, can we give love to you city employees, all right? So there are many hands to make the magic happen in your town, right? So Mount Dora has an amazing light up. Winter Park. There's so many different like sub-cities within Orlando, right? And there's hands that have to make those things happen. So to you out there, if you work for the city and traditionally, you know, you don't get a big thank you, can we thank you here from K92.3 with the national anthem? That right there, Nate Smith, part of K92.3's Jingle Jam, and that is 6 days away, like I just said, all right? I hope that you're going to definitely plan to make it. You know, whether you're winning the tickets, whether you're purchasing the tickets, just make sure that you get the tickets before they're not even gettable, if that's even a word. But what's going on? It's Obi, and I wanted to thank you so much for being a part of what was an explosive weekend with K92.3. Now, those Jingle Jam tickets, we were giving those away out at Winter Garden Village, where Slater came down from that tower yesterday around noon. We want to thank you again. For 5 years straight, we've been able to crush our goal of collecting the amount of toys that we needed to fill up the Ronald McDonald House Charities of Central Florida. They've got three houses, and those houses, those closets, those toy closets get all packed up and filled up so this way they can start wrapping them just in time for Christmas and those families that have to stay at those houses. Now, Nathaniel's Hope, they are also getting a huge blessing too, as there was 6,500 families that needed toys, and y'all came through. So I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. As I was out there for all 3 days, nothing like what Slater was out there up in that tower. So you'll have to give him a little bit of grace if you hear him on the air a little bit later and he sounds a little tired. And that's another reason why I'm in here solo. Typically, I would have Melissa in here. I would grab a team member. So this way, just kind of balance off the show. I can get a little wordy sometimes. I'm just saying that as a communicator. But I am going to use this moment, okay, since we're in the holly jolly spirit. I just got invited. There's something that we do called the honor flight. Okay, you'll hear us talk about this mid-year, where you get an opportunity to be a part of these flights where we take veterans out to Washington, D.C., and they get to experience all the memorials out there. A lot of them have fought in those wars. So I did this probably 4 or 5 years ago, where I did this with the Lieutenant Colonel Richard Ortega. So let me say something about this guy. Okay, so I think 7, 8 Purple Hearts. Probably one of the most decorated war heroes who has experienced World War II, who has experienced Vietnam. So basically 4 or 5 of the biggest wars, received all those Purple Hearts, turning 100 years young. So this is where I need your help, okay? Because of that honor flight, we now have a friendship. Because of this friendship, I now have a mentor who's 100 years old, who has experienced 4 or 5 of the biggest wars that humanity has ever experienced. So what do I get this guy for his 100-year birthday that I've just invited to? Okay, I've just been invited, and him, his wife, their family, just so gracious. I mean, they sent an invitation that also came with a box of chocolates, y'all. And we're talking about somebody who's retired. I'm sure that the budget is real tight. So the fact that they're sending out these invitations with boxes of chocolate, they're that nice. What can I do? Okay, so I'm opening up the lines right now. 844-254-9232. I mean, to get a trinket. I mean, you know, somebody who's spent that much time on this planet, do they want a trinket? Here's what I was thinking. Okay, so as you call up, like I see the lines flooding up right now. What I was thinking of was one of these photo blankets, right? You know, when you're 100 years young and you're sitting and you're watching, binge watching your favorite shows, that blanket, but a picture blanket, right? So maybe I reach out to wifey and maybe I ask for, you know, some really great photos, photos of years past, current photos, photos of family members, and I get one of those blankets done. I mean, it'll be a little bit of an investment, but come on, 100 years on this planet, the amount of service that he's done for this country, it's the least that I can do. So I would love your ideas. If you think the blanket idea is a cool one, then give me the thumbs up on that. This is K92.3. 61 right now. It's Obi, and just of course your reminders about Jingle Jam tickets. Not only are we giving them to you on the air this final week, right, because it's Sunday, but also Friday we're going to be out in the streets, right? So we'll be close to UCF, I'll be out close to Winter Garden, and I'll give you all those details a little later on the show as I do the all access here in another 10 minutes. Okay, so I wanted to tell you, okay, burgers, fries, my dad on a classical guitar, right, rocking out to some Christmas music, and a bunch of dudes singing Christmas carols. So some of that you don't have to do, right? You don't have to eat the burgers. You don't have to eat the fries. You don't even have to sing the Christmas carols. But you can come out and you can join me and my brothers that we started this fraternity. Y'all have heard me talk about this for the past 4 years, right? In October, we just turned four. And over the past 4 years, let me tell you what Sons of Thunder has done to my life, right? I can only speak right now with this microphone in front of me about what's happened to my life since starting this fraternity. So we started a fraternity for guys. We realized that guys need bros, right? We need bros that we can hang with to kind of just BS about, you know, life is hard. Whether the boss is whatever. Wow, I was almost going to curse there. You know, or the family life, you know, can be down in the dumps. Sometimes you need a place to kind of recharge. And that's what we did with Sons of Thunder, right? So here's what's happened to me. So when I started Sons of Thunder, crazy alcoholic, right? For the past, I don't know, 23 years that I've been on the air, man, I really enjoyed my life. So, you know, crazy alcoholic, I gave up alcohol with Sons of Thunder. Now we met at a brewery. We have free beer and stuff like that. So again, really cool things happening there, right? There has been amazing advice given to me from other guys, right? Because again, it's like a hub. Think about guys back in the day who went off to battle and then they come back and they need a refresher, right? Man, that battle was rough. You know, man, I almost lost my head. You need a place where you can go back and you can regroup. And so there was one meeting, you know, over the past 4 years, one meeting that I had that, you know, wife and I were in an argument, and I go back to my boy and I'm like, dude, oh, this woman is freaking crazy. And so he sets me down. He's like, whoa, hold on. Let's look at this. And my boy, Carmelo, all right? So you may see him tonight, and he may drop on you some wisdom. But he said, wait. He said, okay, so you're like Superman. He said, and your wife is like Batman. He said, why are the both of you fighting? You know, and he put the two fists together. He said, why are you guys at each other's heads, banging each other's heads, when you guys should be uniting? And then he united his hands instead of them being fists, you know, pounding at each other. So anyways, what I'm saying is Sons of Thunder, we did this and it's turned into its own beautiful thing where guys are going there and guys are getting some really cool guy time, but they're also returning home and they're better husbands, right? They're better guys in the workspace. So a dude who would normally flip out in the workspace, send him the Sons of Thunder for a couple meetings, and then he realizes that we're all kind of going through the same stuff. Just there's a little bit of self-control. There's a little bit of integrity. You know, things that, you know, somebody may say those are buzzwords, but for our fraternity, that's what it's all about. So tonight, I've got your first two beers are on me, right? Me and the brothers will take care of your first two beers. We've got fries. We got burgers. I even said that my dad, this is how intimate it is, that my dad's going to show up and he's going to play guitar. And yeah, you may get a couple Christmas carols. Sorry, the leader of the group, me, I love to sing. So I may throw a couple Christmas carols out there. You don't have to. That may be your opportunity to whip out the phone and be like, honey, look at this group of guys that I'm hanging with tonight. All right, so it's all for you guys. K92.3, this is what it's all about. Obi here. Again, Winter Garden tonight. BurgerFi is where we meet up with Sons of Thunder.
K92.3.
From backstage to the front page, it's all access.
All right, so let's get to some of the biggest stories in country as we have Kenny Chesney. Now, this one's going to pull up some heartstrings. I mean, for those of you who have lost an animal, Kenny, his dog Ruby, passed away. And, you know, so sad, right? They contribute they add so much to our lives. And this is what he did with a really sweet photo of her and a tribute. He wrote, quote, okay, I'm going to read this verbatim. She had an ancient, calming soul. She was honest and authentic. She was a protector. She took a warrior's path and journey of life. Bye-bye, Ruby. You were a very good girl. We love you, and thank you for teaching us how to love unconditionally. So that was from Kenny Chesney. You could tell that that was pulling on the heartstrings of him, especially those of you who you know that these family pets, man, they really do end up just turning up the love in the house. And yeah, I know our English bulldog, we love her to death. So I did want to get to the story about Kane and Caitlin Brown. So this fantastic dynamic duo, for those of you who don't know, I mean, you know, Kane Brown, he's been in the country scene now, especially for the past 5 years, just really kind of owning it. His wife, Caitlin, if you didn't know, way before Kane was even a singer, Caitlin was already in the music industry, right? She was good enough to be one of these girls of like Pussycat Dolls, you know, some of these other, you know, these other girls, groups. And she kind of did her own thing, and that, you know, just kind of fizzled out. And then she met up with Kane. So a lot of people have been begging for them to do a song together. Now here in the industry, I'm telling you, just to be honest, right? She's a way better singer than him. So I think that they haven't done anything for a little bit to let his career kind of rise up, let his fame, let his name, his character, let all that kind of solidify before they bring her onto the stage. Now, what's cool is that they just did it for the very first time. They've got their song, Thank God. We're rocking it here at K92.3, thanks to your requests. But that song, for the very first time ever, they hit the stage in Canada. Now, I'm going to play for you a little bit of this. You're going to have to give me some grace. I stole it off of an Instagram video, so the audio is not the best. But you can hear how excited the fans are to see Kane Brown's wife come out on stage with him. So, of course, a lot of us are hoping that this isn't the last that we see of them doing a duo. Now, of course, if you're Kane Brown's camp, you're probably like, okay, guys, there's only so many of these that we could do before people start thinking that it's cheesy. So, look at that. Love that duo right there. Okay, so I did want to get to the fact that Friday I mentioned that we're going to be out and about in the streets. Okay, we're going to try to do some really good wide coverage here. So on Friday, I believe the 11 o'clock hour, you'll be hanging out at Carl Black over there by UCF, right? Off of Alafaya. You can't miss Carl Black. It's right off of 50. On the way other side of 50, over in my neck of the woods in Winter Garden, I'll be at the Goodwill, and I'll be out there from like 12 to 1. All right, so we've got your Jingle Jam tickets. It's more than just us giving them to you on the air over the weekend. We gave them to you every single hour. Again, it's our show, so we get to give out as many tickets as we want. And it's all to bless you just in time for the holidays, all right? So Jingle Jam right around the corner, 6 days away, and your tickets here at 9 o'clock.
K-82-3.
It's time for the O-Town Showdown.
Powered by Appliance Stockade in Merritt Island.
All right, so I've got two of my lovely ladies today. Janet, you're representing the fine folks over in Belle Isle, right?
That is correct.
Yeah, thank you for joining us this morning. And you'll be going up against Megan, who's representing the fine folks over in Groveland. Megan, good morning.
Good morning.
All right.
Good morning, Megan.
Cool. All right. Okay, so this is the way the game is played. I'm going to have three questions for you. The questions are not that hard. It's not who's the smartest. It's going to be who's the quickest using that sound that I'm about to get from you and having the right answer. So, ladies, let's get ready for this sound. Janet, what's going to be yours when you think you're right?
Bell. Bell.
Bell. Any reason why?
Belle Isle.
There you go. All right. Megan of Groveland, yours?
I'm going to go with Jingle.
Jingle. That's so appropriate. All right. We're ready for the O-Town Showdown. All right. Question number one. This flat cake is traditionally eaten during breakfast.
Belle.
Janet, what you got?
Pancake.
Pancake is right. Now, depending on what region of the United States you're in, we would have also accepted flapjack.
Yeah.
There you go. So that's one for Belle Isle. Megan of Groveland, you need one to stay in the game, all right?
Okay,
question number two. Red and blue together make what color?
Jingle.
Oh, what you got there, Megan?
Purple.
Wow. Okay. Janet, you were right there. Remember your sound, all right?
Yes, Belle.
All right. So that's one for Groveland, one for Belle Isle. One question left. What sport involves a pigskin?
Belle. Jingle.
Okay, Janet, what you got?
Football.
Wow. Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is all it takes to be the $75 winner of the Chef Arts Homecoming Florida Kitchen gift card. That's going to you, Janet. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Now,
congratulations.
Now, Megan, come on in here for this air hug. First and foremost, come on.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's love. Everybody in Central Florida getting in on that. And Megan, I'm going to save you for redemption, okay? How about you and I? We play again on Friday.
Absolutely.
Okay, good. I'll save you for redemption. In the meantime, ladies, happy holidays, and thank you for participating in another edition of the O-Town Showdown.
Woohoo! Yahoo!
K92.3.
Doing the right thing!
Okay, so this Doing the Right Thing, and for those of you who are joining us at 725, 925, those two times on the morning show, we really love to stop down and just really put a highlight on people who are doing the right thing, right? It could be a neighbor, could be somebody in the school district, wherever it is, we want to hear about it. And in this case, I was witness to it, okay? So let me take you back to Saturday night in Winter Garden. We have the golf cart parade. Show of hands, those many people who live in a golf cart friendly district. Okay, show of hands, those people who wish they did. Yeah, okay, so Winter Garden, downtown Winter Garden, is a golf cart approved district where they hold a golf cart Christmas parade, right? So, Love Motorsports, I just so happened to be their endorser, and this is what I witnessed, okay? So, we had our Love Motorsports golf carts that were going to be in this golf cart parade. Now, I kept warning the guys from Love Motorsports. I said, hey, because, you know, this is about 250 golf carts, and I'm like, hey, so I've been a part of this for the past 5-6 years. Watch. There are some people who don't know what their golf cart can handle and what they can't, right? So some people were putting Christmas lights, big blow up displays on top of their golf carts. I mean, in the city of Winter Garden, we do it big, y'all. So these golf carts with all these things attached to them, these golf carts are dying before they're even able to be part of the parade. So I wanted to give the Doing the Right Thing to Terry and Terry. So there's a father-son duo that works there at Love Motorsports. They were dressed as elves. Remember, we were all part of the golf cart Christmas parade. Well, at the very end, we all go back to the lot where we all met up. You know, I'm saying goodbye to the guys. And the Rotary Club had a golf cart that died because of one of these instances. You know, golf carts can be a little sensitive, especially if you don't know much about them. You don't know much about their capacity. And so these two guys, Terry and Terry, father and son duo, they helped the Rotary Club get their golf cart not only back to charging, but, I mean, they even had to take it back to the shop, which meant one of the guys was going to drive a golf cart down 50. That's not even golf cart approved. That's like freaking the highway that we drive on. So I just wanted to say thank you so much because they could have easily said, hey, that's not our gig, you know, or it's already late. I mean, you know, by this point, we're talking 8 o'clock at night. So the guys at Love Motorsports going above and beyond, and that's what I love about this segment, Doing the Right Thing. If you notice somebody who's going up, you know, especially those people who are like, huh, that's above my pay grade, or that's not my job description. If you see people going above and beyond, we want to hear about it, just like those two guys. So you know that father and son duo, Terry, over there at Love Motorsports, give them some love. That's Doing the Right Thing.
Doing the Right Thing. Brought to you by Del Air Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical.
Doing the Right Thing.
On K92.3.
That's Luke Bryan on K92.3. Orlando's number one for new country, 60 right now. And so a little bit later on today, just going to give you more of those tickets to Jingle Jam. And then I wanted to kind of press on the fact that Friday we're going to be out in the streets, right? So I'll give you more details here with the All Access because we'll be out at Carl Black. I'll be out at Goodwill. And then Saturday we'll be at Ole Red to give you more tickets to Jingle Jam. So all those hookups coming from K92.3. Okay, so I need a little bit of help here. I need some assistance. Our little boy, Oliver, who we adopted him. You know, he came from the city of St. Augustine. The family was down there, and he was delivered to our house 2 years ago, right? So coming up on the 9th, 2 years ago was the pandemic. And it was so crazy how this baby that we adopted was delivered almost like an Amazon package to our front door. So he has changed our lives, this little adopted kid. He's really changed our lives. And he's got a two-year-old birthday coming up on Friday. I'm in a little bit of a pinch, okay? So I'm looking for a Spider-Man. And when I say that, I want a good one, y'all. Okay? Like my little kid, Oliver, like I know he's turning two, and I know that somebody out there could say,
he's never going to notice if it's a real, you know, if it's a real looking Spider-Man or a fake one. Can I tell you that he comes up to my little pudgy belly and he points at it all the time. So the last thing I want is for a pudgy Spider-Man to show up at our house. Okay, here's the opposite. I've seen some Spider-Men out there who are for hire who are completely jacked. I mean, like Hulk jacked. My son's going to notice that too. Okay, so does anybody have any suggestions? I assume for Spider-Man, whoever's going to play this character, you got to know the positions, right? You know how Spider-Man, like, he crouches down real low. He can do some acrobatics. So I don't know if, here we are. I'm using this microphone and our reach to reach out to a lot of our talent here in Central Florida. You got people who work at Disney, Universal, SeaWorld. You got people who do birthday parties for a living. So if you know of anybody, this is what we're trying to do. Now, I will bring this back. My son, Zach, who just turned 13, we did this for his second birthday party. But at that time, the movies that were popular were Iron Man, right? Robert Downey Jr. playing Iron Man for the first time. By that time, my son, we had hired Iron Man to come to the house. First off, and the good thing is I don't even remember the company's name, so it's not like I could throw them under the bus, but he sucked. He came in like a costume that I could have purchased from Walmart during Halloween. Not only that, but the Iron Man, he didn't know any of the poses. He didn't know what to say, and it was a big failure. Now to my two-year-old, he was frightened. So think about your kid when they go to visit Santa, and you get that picture of your kid crying their eyes out. That was Zach scared of Iron Man. I'm okay with taking that investment with Spider-Man, right? If my son ends up crying, like that kind of adds to the magic and the funniness of the birthday party. But Friday, we're playing it real, real, real low-key. We're trying not to spend a lot of money, but the only thing that I'm investing in is Spider-Man. That is who my son is all into, okay? So if you got somebody, 844-254-9232, I have no problem saying, how you did. Man, there's a lot of pressure there, right? Because if you're a sucky Spider-Man, I'm probably going to talk about it on the air. So 844-254-9232, this is a dad looking for some help.
K-92-3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Second date update.
Brought to you by attorney Dan Newlin. In a wreck, need a check, Google Dan Newlin.
All right, over in Lake Mary, it's good to be talking to Mark. You told us a little bit about your date out over in Disney Springs, which I think is always a fun place to go shop. So here, fill us in.
There's a lot to do there. So we're walking around. We did a little bit of shopping, window shopping. We actually bought a couple of things. I got her a little trinket. We probably spent like 2.5 hours together. Everything was good. She didn't get back to me. I've texted. I've called. I've reached out on some socials. And nothing.
Yeah, and you'll have to forgive me, man. I've just become a little desensitized to some of these stories because everybody almost has the same story. Why? Why would you do this on the radio, though? Why not just let her go, release her back into the wild?
That would be normally understandable, but I got to know because I don't want this to happen again.
Yeah, you said you even bought her something.
Yeah, I got her like a little bracelet. It wasn't much, so I don't know if I came on too strong or something like that I was just trying to be nice.
You know what? I wonder because, jewelry sometimes can be a little bit of a strong gift, right? Well, maybe it's just that. So here's what I'm going to do. I'll take her phone number that you gave me. Let me dialogue with her a little bit, and then I'm going to bring you into the conversation, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Hello?
Yes, was hoping to speak to Rebecca, is it?
This is Rebecca.
Rebecca, my name is Obi, and I do the morning show for one of the big stations here in town, K92.3.
Okay.
Hi. Okay. Well, okay, I just wanted to introduce myself just in case you listen to the show.
Okay.
We do a little something called the second date update. Where you already went on a date with this guy named Mark, and we'd love to pay for you guys to go on a date number two.
Is this for real?
Yes. So we do this every day where we pair people back together. Well, at least we try. So if you're interested in Mark, I'd love to send you guys back out. I heard you guys went to Disney Springs, which I think is always a great idea.
We did. Yeah.
Are you okay? So, I can kind of tell from the temperature of your voice. Are you not interested?
I mean, oh God. All right. I don't know if I want to go out with him again.
Okay, can you tell us why, so we can let him down easy?
Yeah, I think he's a bit of a showboater.
A what?
Yeah, I had a nice time mostly, but like, he just came on a little bit strong. You know how like at Disney Springs they have performers around, like in the street and stuff?
Yeah.
There was a dancer. He's doing his job. He's like doing a dance, and Mark challenges him to a dance battle. Like, he starts dancing at him, doing like kind of weirdly aggressive dance moves at this guy who's just, you know, like working for tips. Like, he's just doing his job.
So Mark is dancing, but versus the other guy who's like a professional?
Yeah, like in a dance off movie scene where he would be like pointed at him and be like, do a weird dance at him.
Okay.
This just started out of, like, he wasn't like, hey, I'm going to do, he just went over and started doing it.
Okay, so what? Like, you don't like dancing?
No, it's not that I don't like dancing. It was kind of like being at a comedy show and like sitting with a heckler or something. Like, this is somebody that's just trying to do their job, and now like you're trying to be part of the show in a weird way.
Okay, so you basically witnessed like a whole dance battle.
Yeah. And the professional guy was like, he was a good sport. He was very nice. At first I was like, okay, haha. And by the end I was just like, I have to get out of here.
Wow. Okay. So why don't we do this? Because my job is to get you talking to Mark, and I have Mark on the line. He just heard all this.
Oh my God.
Well, now all of us can talk about it. Mark?
Yeah. Yeah. I thought you liked that. You saw the crowd. They were all on my side. Everybody was cheering for me.
I don't understand why we're doing this. Like, I didn't respond to your text or your calls. Like, why do we have to do it on the radio?
Oh, wow.
Because I showed you a great time. And not only that, I was showing you a big part of myself, which is my dancing. And I went out there. I was just peacocking. I thought everyone had a good time. And then,
Mark, are you good?
You don't even respond to me? I'm a great dancer. I probably could have been pro or semi-pro if there is
dancer,
that. I don't know.
And that's fine. If that's what you want to do, that's great. I just don't want to be a part of it.
I just wanted to show you a good time.
Aww.
I appreciate that. And I think there's probably someone out there in the world who would enjoy it. But it's just not for me.
Okay. He also said he bought you a bracelet.
Yes, he bought me a bracelet that he didn't have to buy. We were walking by Pandora, and I casually was like, oh, that's pretty. And then he just went in and bought it. Like,
oh, wow.
That is a lot.
Because I'm a gentleman.
We've only known each other for like 2 hours.
Well, I'm going to need that bracelet back then.
Oh, wow.
Okay, fine. I will mail it to you. I don't need to see you.
Okay, well, listen, we got our job done. At least we got the both of you talking, guys. I'm sorry this didn't work out.
Me too.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks a lot.
Second date update.
Did you miss it? Catch the latest drama on the K-82-3 app.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.